Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Did you see that your boy Bill O'Brien is trending?
I did. Bill O'Brien will take a knee.
Yeah, he's all for it. Honestly, I think any coach that doesn't now is going to be, you know, that's going to become a story. We're going to have this whole story again about anthems. You know, oh, look who kneeled, look who didn't. I guarantee you, a coach that doesn't, it's going to be news now.
Like I said, and I still stand by the statement, I'm pretty sure everyone will be taking a knee on that opening Sunday. The song is a song. It's a stupid song. There will be some people who make a big deal of it, but it's really not a big deal if that song goes away. But how much do you think the university is going to acquiesce here?
That's a good question. And when you're talking about billionaires capitulating to the demands of basically
children,
young city black kids who don't have any money, the only thing they have is their athletic ability, what they put on the field. So I am just blown away by what I'm hearing from people around that program.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. No Twitch, although you would just see AJ today because I am exercising precaution by staying home. Missed the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. That was Cedric Golden, who you heard, who I'd like to have on again to talk about some general journalism topics. He won't remember this, but many years ago, he and I did an APSC panel together in Austin, and he's a really sharp dude. So I'd like to get him on and talk a little journalism one of these days. But he talked about the UT situation, and we're just kind of having some fun today because it's not a great day, so we're making the best of it. We're having fun. The Blitzers are making me laugh today more than I think ever. So thanks a lot. I also just saw that Channel 13 picked up Culture Map's story on Luckies, and now it's like everybody's running with it. Can I just pat myself on the back a little bit? Eric Sandler broke that story. He had it first of any media outlet, thanks to me.
Oh, so, you broke the story.
No, I gave it to Eric.
Okay. So,
yeah, he broke the story. But this is how it's supposed to work. We do things as a team around here at Gal Media. And so now everybody else is kind of running with it. But I want it noted for the record, Eric Sandler had the story first. So props to Eric. And he did the work. I just told him about it, so he made the right calls. So, and I'm really bummed about that. And the more I think about it, I'm really glad that I got to go last night for the last steak night there. And I really hope that they find a new place. I made so many friends over there, you know, Saints Patrick and Hebert and Anthony and all these guys that work at these places, work at the two places. And all the people there have just been so great. And I hope they land on their feet. But you think about it, when you're a bar that depends on the Astros, the Dynamo, St. Patty's Day, those things are all gone.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, this is not going to be the end of places we love going away and never coming back. And, you know, it sucks. It's just, and the world's changed so much since February, man. I mean, it was late February. We were going there before Roughnecks games, and now it's gone. So
Roughnecks are gone now.
Yeah, well, they were the first ones to go.
Yeah, Rona killed the Luckies, the Roughnecks.
Although, I don't know if you saw this, but they're doing the bankruptcy auction in August. And, like, the whole world is wanting to bid on this league, including the NFL. So, I think you could see it coming back in some form, which I thought all along. I thought, you know what, the smart thing to do is shut it down because God knows when you're going to be back. And then bring it back when it makes sense. But if somebody goes in and buys all the assets, I'll say this to their credit, they did give us our money back on the season tickets.
They did give you your money back?
Yes, we did get our money back.
Okay.
So now they still haven't paid the station, as far as I know.
No, I don't think so either.
So I don't know if that's going to happen. But yeah, we did get our money back on our season tickets. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. I think they were onto something. And
You know, it just, there's no way of knowing if it would have worked once the NCAA tournament started and all that, because guess what? There was no NCAA tournament. So, can we do a little Texans?
I guess.
I mean, well, I just want your opinion on this, because I think that CBS Sports did a thing called Texas Franchise 5. The biggest legends in the franchise's history. And I'm going to give you the names he has on there.
Oh, and for the Texans, this is the top five franchise names for the Texans.
Right. And that includes coaches and everything else.
Okay.
Deshaun Watson, yay or nay?
Nay. I don't think okay. So. I don't think so.
Andre Johnson.
Yes. Yay.
J.J. Watt.
Yay.
DeAndre Hopkins.
I think nay.
Really?
Yeah, I think
that's
nay.
That's 5 years of dominance, man.
Yeah, it has been good. But, I mean, it's Arian Foster had 5 years of dominance.
Well, see, and that's the name that's not on here, and that's the glaring name. Here's the other one. Coach Bill O'Brien.
Oh, my. So they picked Bill O'Brien over Arian Foster. And by the way, and I know he plays a position where he doesn't get stats, but Dwayne Brown is one of the best players that's ever played football for the Texans, and it's almost laughable that he's not considered as that here. I mean, he was an all-pro level guy for a franchise that has had very few all-pro level players.
Agreed. I think those two guys are the two glaring. To me, Arian Foster belongs on this list. I don't know why he keeps getting overlooked. He was as dominant for a stretch as a running back as any of the guys on here. Did he do it for as long as Andre Johnson or JJ? No. But for 2 or 3 years, he was one of the best in the league. He made a huge difference in this offense. How he's not on here is beyond me. But Bill O'Brien?
Yeah, I don't get that. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of guys I'd throw out there before Bill O'Brien.
Wouldn't you, before you said Bill O'Brien, wouldn't you look at guys like Brian Cushing or Mario Williams?
I'll give you another one. D'Amico Ryans.
D'amico Ryans is a good one.
Guess what?
Jonathan Joseph.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would get to all of those.
I mean, honestly, I might get to Matt Schaub before I get to Bill O'Brien.
I think I might, too.
I might get to Jadeveon Clowney before I get to Bill O'Brien. I might get to Owen Daniels before I get to Bill O'Brien, to be honest. Like, he's a ways down the list.
Let's go back even farther. I mean, Aaron Glenn at the beginning.
So are you where do you stand on Deshaun and DeAndre making the list? Or are they
I'm fine with DeAndre at 5 years. That's more than enough.
Okay. I have less of a problem with him than and honestly, I mean if Arian Foster were on the list, I think the DeAndre thing probably would be a moot point. I'd be like, okay, that makes some sense. Because similar careers, like length, similar, I would say, level of play over that time period. I think they are in the same boat. But Deshaun, I don't think there's enough of a body of work.
281, Fred is a Debbie Downer. Just move on and stop crying and bitching. Who cares about some bar closing? There will be another opening. Boy, I'm glad you've never had a place where you went and watched the World Series and saw your Astros win or saw whatever team you rooted for win that thousands of the people in this city go to. You know what? Go bleep yourself, Dickweed. Yeah. Some bar. Ooh. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, Fred, quit whining and bitching all the time.
Yeah,
stupid bar closing down.
You know what you are, sir? Not you, him. Australian word. How's that?
Okay. I know what you're going with.
Can I do that now? I think that's my
go-to. Yeah, I know where you're going.
Yeah. Yeah. And stop having sex with your mother, dude. It's bad. I had another story I wanted to get to. I'll probably save this for next segment. Cause I don't know if we got to this. Did we talk about the Space Force and the trademark deal?
No.
Oh, this is so great. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but Netflix has a special called Space Force with Steve Carell.
I've seen it. I haven't watched any of it.
It's funny. It starts slow, so you got to stick with it. At least I thought it started slow, and then once it kind of picked up steam, it was pretty good. But apparently, you know, the government has its own Space Force. Well, they didn't get the copyright to the name. So guess who owns the copyright name to Space Force?
To the movie or the government?
The government doesn't own it.
Oh,
Netflix does.
No. So the government now has to change the name or pay Netflix?
Well, I'm sure that they'll come up with some way to get around it. But the Air Force owns a pending application for inside the United States based on an intent to use. But Netflix already went out and got it for Space Force.
Oh, boy.
That's the best joke of all, man.
Well.
I just wanted to share that. I thought that was funny. It's like, oh, yeah, we're going to have a Space Force, but the name is owned by a comedic show based on Space Force. All right. Let's take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN. 97.5. She left me here with sand in my bed. She played me all night long,
but I do it all over again. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Ain't no mercy. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz.
I was thinking, somebody Fred, says, about yeah, that list that you gave out.
Yeah.
Is there a franchise that has a less wowing list than the Texans? I mean, I know they're young, so they're at a disadvantage.
They're the youngest franchise, so they should have the least wowing list. But I don't know. I bet if you went and look at Cleveland real close, I bet you theirs isn't all that impressive.
That's probably true. That's the one. I mean, well, but
I mean,
they've
the best quarterback.
The Browns have Jim Brown.
But who's the best quarterback in Browns history?
Baker Mayfield.
Bernie Kosar,
Tim
Ryan
Couch.
Sipe. Yeah, I mean.
But they also, Otto Graham.
We'll go back to that.
But I'm saying, like that's, if you're saying that the Browns, I mean, they've got Jim Brown,
no,
Otto Graham, Joe Thomas.
Let's be fair, though. If you're going to do this, you got to do their top five since 2002.
Oh, yeah, the Texans are way better than them because it's Joe Thomas and, like, nobody else.
Right, right. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, when you look at all these teams, you got to do that. And I think if you did that, you know where they'd land? Probably around 16.
You think so?
And everything. Yeah, 832S, this might be racist, but Schaub greater than Watson for the list. I think you can make that case.
I mean, so far, obviously we think that Deshaun is going to continue to get better. And I don't think there's any question that Deshaun is a better quarterback than Matt Schaub. But better career with the Texans to date, Matt Schaub.
Yeah, yeah. And it's easy to forget how good he was before everything fell apart because that last season was so bad and it really sent him into a spiral. But, you know, that he had some very good seasons here for a longer stretch than Watson has had so far. I think Watson's better. I think Watson's going to be better. He's going to have a much better career. But
I will say this, though, today,
you can make that case.
Speaking of Watson, this is one of the things I wanted to get into today, and I was listening to Late Hits on the way home yesterday. I think Jason Braddock will be in today. I don't know about Patrick Creighton. I think he's out today, but it'll be Jason Braddock and Aaron will be in here. And I assume you – does Jason – Jason doesn't drink, right?
No.
So you'll be consuming a couple beers tonight
at
the
bar.
Is it – what do you guys call it, the bar or the
– We did have a late hits bar, but now that bars are open, I mean – it's just called Aaron Wants to Drink on Air.
Okay, that's fine too then. But they were talking about, is there a number that Deshaun Watson could ask for that you would say, I'm not going past that? And they're basically saying, I mean, you give that guy what he wants. And I could not disagree more. And it's not a knock on Deshaun Watson. Because I think Deshaun Watson's one of the, you know, he's certainly in the top 10, probably in the top 5 to 8 quarterbacks in the league today. And he's got an up arrow next to his name when a lot of the guys in that top 5 to 8 either have a neutral arrow saying that they've peaked and this is what the best that they are, or have a down arrow by their name, like a Drew Brees. But
yeah, Brees, Brady, and Rodgers down arrows.
I don't know if Brady's even in the top 8 anymore.
Yeah,
but I mean, Mahomes.
I mean, most people would still consider that, but I would say down arrow by all three of those.
I probably agree with you. I'll say Mahomes obviously has an up arrow. Lamar Jackson obviously has an up arrow next to him. You know, the other guys that are in that conversation probably have either, I mean, Russell Wilson's probably a neutral. I don't think he's on the downside of his career. Certainly he's probably, I think we've probably seen the best of Russell Wilson. I still think Russell Wilson's capable of playing at that level. So I would say he's a neutral, but the rest of the guys are probably down arrow guys. But when you start talking about paying Dak Prescott or Deshaun Watson, and it's really not about the dollar amount. It's about the percentage of the cap, what you pay a quarterback. Like, that's when it becomes punitive. When you start to pay, like what Russell Wilson got. Russell Wilson got a very, very healthy, a very, very healthy cap hit. And good for him. He deserved it. He won a Super Bowl, so it made sense to do it. But the percentage of the cap that Russell Wilson cost now made it very difficult for teams to build around him. And I think it's, I don't know. I mean, when you talk about what you want to contribute, what you want to have locked into that position, I feel like, what do you think the right number is, Fred? What's the number that you're like, okay, I'm comfortable with this percentage of my cap going to quarterbacks?
Well, two thoughts. First off, I think Russell Wilson still has 2, 3, 4 MVP caliber years.
I do too.
So I don't even know that it's a neutral arrow. I still think that he could be even better than he is. So, you know, I'm not even sure I'd say neutral arrow. I'd say that I still think he's got potential to get better, especially if they can get some weapons around him.
Okay.
I mean, that's been the thing. I mean, and that gets to your point.
But Russell Wilson is 15.5% of his team's salary cap.
And I think that's the max. I don't think you go over that. I don't think you pay anybody other than Pat Mahomes, because he's already accomplished things that nobody else are going to do in his career, in their
right
career. MVP, Super Bowl MVP. In his case, I think it's a different level because of what he's done. And he's not done doing it yet either. That's the beauty of it. I don't think Pat Mahomes is suddenly going to fall off the map. And if he does, well, guess what? You're paying him for what he did. You won a Super Bowl.
Well, here's the thing with the Texans. The Texans now pay Deshaun Watson 2% of their cap. When you start paying Deshaun Watson 15% of the cap and you've got to still build a team around him, that's when it becomes troublesome. And
yeah, of course, but that's also the position. And I think if you've got a guy, and again, I'm not saying you pay him more than Russell Wilson. I think that's the number, but I'll take it a step further, because I wouldn't pay him yet. And I would just tell him, listen, we love you. We want you to be here. But until we see what the Rona is going to do to the salary cap, if you'll agree to your contract, will be 15% of the cap, whatever it is, we'll do that now. But otherwise, you know, it's like create some kind of bonus for him this year, get him some extra money. I'm okay with that. But don't do the long-term big deal yet, because you might want to see where the cap's going to be next year and the year after and the year after. And if you get him to agree to a percentage, great, because I think if he agrees to 15%, that's not going to be $35 million in 2 years. I really don't. I think it's going to be 25, 27.
Who would you say, if you had to if you had to throw, you know, just your opinion out there, who were the two best teams in the National Football League last season, in your opinion?
Chiefs and Ravens.
I think that seems to be the consensus. I think most people feel that way. I think that, I mean, the Chiefs were certainly number one on the list. The Chiefs spent 2.41% of their cap on their quarterback, who's, I think, without question, the best quarterback in the league. We all agree with that, too. So 2.41% goes to him. Lamar Jackson, 1.31% of the Ravens. When you have that number, now you can build a team around them. And obviously, when you have a Patrick Mahomes, you've basically got to pay him, because, like you said, and the same reason they had to pay Russell Wilson, they proved that they can win a Super Bowl. Like they are championship caliber quarterbacks. The problem with Dak Prescott and Deshaun Watson is they've not proven that, and you're talking about paying them like they have. And now I think you're putting yourself in a situation that's not good for your franchise. And I'll be honest, and this was the question yesterday that Jason Braddock posed. He said, so if you say you're not going to give Deshaun Watson $40 million and he sits down and says the conversation starts at $40 million a year, you're saying you're going to let Deshaun Watson walk away? My answer is yes.
No, I'll tell you exactly what I'm going to do. If that's what the number is, well, guess what? We're going to let you play out this year. We're going to let you play out next year.
You'll franchise the hell out of him.
And then we're going to franchise you twice.
And
so
we're going to
4 years.
And we're going to draft a quarterback and get ready to play him. And maybe even play him during that last franchise year to knock your value down a little. Like, I'm telling you.
I would play hard. But
you can't be married to the idea of you've got to give Deshaun Watson whatever money he wants, because your team is not going to get better when you pay Deshaun money. Your team is going to get worse unless Deshaun has a whole nother level that we haven't seen yet. And I mean a whole nother level. Your team is going to be worse.
Well, he might have that level. And
he might
and
not.
That's why I want to see what you do this year before I pay you. And Dustin said, but the percentage changes each year because usually the cap goes up every year. True, except, well, I have two real quick thoughts on that. I think the cap's going down. I think over the next 2 years, it's going to take a serious hit, which is why I'd be real careful about paying quarterbacks ridiculous money right now. And the other thing is you're bringing up the percentages of the cap of Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. And that's a fair point, but those guys are still on their rookie deals. If they were suddenly free agents this year, it's not going to be 2% of the cap. There's no way. Even though Lamar Jackson hasn't won anything yet either, you're going to pay him, right? The guy just won an MVP. So, anyway, let's take a quick break. We'll revisit this when we return. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I think you said Foles was on his rookie contract. I don't think that's correct. Hadn't he left and gone to the Rams and then came back as a backup?
You might be right.
Yeah, I don't think he was a rookie contract guy. I think he was because he was there under Chip Kelly. He had the 27-2 year. And then he wound up, I think, with the Rams, if I'm not mistaken. I'll have to look it up. And came back there as a backup because he failed miserably as a starter under Jeff Fisher. What's that?
You would be correct. He was with the Rams in 2015, the Chiefs in 2016, and then went back to the Eagles 2017.
Yeah, so he was on a he was on a second contract. Actually his third contract. So he had his fourth contract. I'm way off. Yeah, he came in the league in 2012 and had a four-year deal. And then his first 4 years he made $2.7 million. That's not a great per year breakdown there. Then he signed with the Rams. 2 years at $12.2 million per, so 2 years, $25 million basically. Then he signed with the Chiefs, 1 year, $1.75 million, and then got 2 years, $11 million from the Eagles, and that's the year that they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And now he's on a 4 year, $88 million deal that for some reason the Bears were like, you know what? We'll take that. Okay.
Well, it was the Jaguars that did it.
I know, but the Jaguars got out of it.
Yeah.
They Osweilered him.
Yeah, although they still took a pretty good hit on
that. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, it hurt.
Quick call back to earlier in the show. 979 says Travis Johnson for Texans top five. All right. Aaron, you had some kind of hypothetical you want to throw out.
Yeah, so you said you would wait a year to start, you know, getting really into it with Deshaun about a new contract. But what if the Texans went to him now and said, look, you haven't taken him to a Super Bowl. You haven't gotten to an AFC championship yet. What if we give you somewhere in the range from $36 to $38 million? They'd probably start at $36. Say we'll give you a five-year deal, $36 million, and we'll put a cherry on top. There is a no-trade clause guaranteed for all 5 years that you are in control of because we know how much of a temper tantrum Bill O'Brien can throw and just kick a player out the second they get under his skin. And then if he doesn't sign it, then you go, okay, we'll play out this year, and then we'll go about it next year.
I don't know if I'm even like trying to give him that kind of. I mean, that's the Texans do. They give too much control to the wrong people.
Yeah,
like they've already done that with Bill O'Brien.
But I would give that kind of control to Deshaun Watson.
I wouldn't. You don't know what Deshaun Watson, because like I just said, we don't know what Deshaun Watson's going to be once he's paid. We don't, like, has Deshaun Watson proven to you that he's a Super Bowl championship caliber quarterback?
No.
That's the only guys I'm making crazy guarantees to. Pat Mahomes, you've got me over the barrel, bro. You've shown me what you can do. I am a believer, and if you're not a believer, you missed a couple games, okay? Russell Wilson, he showed me. He had him over a barrel. And even, God, I hate to put his name in this conversation, but it's true. Joe Flacco had the Ravens over a barrel. Whether he should have or not, he played himself into that position by getting hot at the right time. Fred will know, in poker terms, if you get to the final table, even if you're not the best player, but you get the right cards at the right time, the best player doesn't always win. Sometimes you get hot, you win a tournament, and it just works out. Joe Flacco, he started catching aces and kings every hand. And it got him paid. But I am not paying Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes prices for Deshaun Watson because he's not as good as them. He's not as good as them. And the other thing is, those franchises, the Chiefs and the Seahawks, are better run franchises that I trust to be able to put decent players around them. I trust them to draft well enough and make decent enough trades and not overpay for kickers and centers so you can put a competitive team on the field with those guys. I don't have that here. So if you paid Deshaun Watson like those guys, even if Deshaun Watson is as good as he was last year, and last year he was good, probably one of the five best quarterbacks in the league last year. Let's say he stays at that level. Your team's only going to get worse around him because you're not going to be able to pay guys. It doesn't make sense to me. And I get that you've got to have a quarterback to win. I think more and more you either have to have a quarter. And the list of quarterbacks that have won since the new CBA came out in 2011, Joe Flacco, who hit it big because of that, Russell Wilson, who hit it big because of that. Nick Foles, who just hit it big because of that. Patrick Mahomes. And then the other two names in that list, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, who were already what we would call proven commodities. So that's the – and it's historically known – Tom Brady was never taking up a large percentage of the Patriots' salary cap. And that's why the Patriots were able to continue to build such good rosters around him in spite of – I mean, nobody else has a quarterback that's getting that's that great for that long and you're able to keep building around him unless Tom Brady's like, oh, well, my wife, she's making the money. I'm good. Just, you know, but pay me whatever. Nobody else is thinking like that. Trust me. Even Nick Foles ain't thinking like that.
One big flaw in your thinking, though, is you're talking about these. And by the way, Peyton Manning, when he won, was not Peyton Manning either.
Peyton Manning was getting paid.
Yeah,
but Peyton Manning was already when the Broncos signed. And let's also face this, Fred. When Peyton Manning lost a Super Bowl to the Seahawks, Peyton Manning was arguably the best quarterback in the league that year. So it's not like when they gave him that money, it wasn't. Peyton Manning was a proven commodity.
But here's the real flaw in your logic.
All right.
You're talking about you trust the Seahawks, you trust the Chiefs. What organization is going to look at it like, oh, let's not pay Deshaun because we're too dumb to build around
him? None. No organization
in the world that's going to do that. I guarantee you the Texans aren't going to do that. And while Deshaun hasn't been...
But this is just me telling you the future, Fred.
Well, this is... I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying it's flawed thinking because the organization isn't going to look at it like that. Because, I mean, seriously, what GM is going to walk in and say, you know what? We're too stupid to build around a guy if we pay him $40 million a year. Let's not pay him $40 million a year.
Yeah.
Who's going to do that?
No, nobody. Especially not him.
Well, yeah, exactly. I also believe Deshaun has the potential to be those guys, to have a Lamar Jackson season, to have a Patrick Mahomes season. He hasn't done it yet. And that's where you're kind of in a rough situation. To me, Dak Prescott's an easier example because I know he's not going to get to that level. I know what he is. He's a guy who puts up good stats but isn't clutch and isn't going to win games for you. And Watson can do that. Can he do it more consistently? Will he ever do it with this coaching staff is another question. And all of those things are fair. And that's why I say don't pay him this year. See what he does this year.
Well, I'll say this, and this is the one caveat to all of it. If Deshaun goes out this year and has an MVP season or wins a, even I don't even if he gets to a Super Bowl, even if he gets to the AFC Championship, I can start considering that. He hasn't gotten close to that level yet.
That's why you don't do it now.
Right.
It's that simple.
I think the tougher issue is with Dak, and I mean that's and to their credit, they've decided, you know what, we're just gonna we'll roll with a franchise tag, and then we'll figure it out later. I think that's the right move. I think that's the smart thing.
And somebody else asks, has Carson Wentz showed anything? What about Goff? Goff got the Rams to a Super Bowl, and the Eagles don't get to the Super Bowl if Wentz wasn't as good as he was all season.
Yeah, and even Wentz last year, sometimes I think Carson Wentz is maybe a bit overhyped, but when you look at the Wentz numbers last year and then you consider that, I mean, Aaron was playing wide receiver for them, it's pretty impressive the numbers that he was able to put up still. So I think Wentz is good. And Goff, I mean, listen, this that's if you're the Rams, if I could turn back time, would you still pay Jared Goff what you did?
Well, and that gets back to your percentage of cap from earlier, because they did that this year. And in the Rams' defense, they went all in 2 years ago to try to make the Super Bowl. And guess what? It worked.
It worked. They got – I mean, they didn't get the big prize, but they said,
they got there.
We're doing this. We're paying everybody whatever. We're maxing things out. And now they're in sort of that heartache, that post-apocalyptic heartache zone. Trading Todd Gurley away for nothing just to get out of the contract.
On Sue, and you gave up on
Marcus Peters.
Marcus Peters, all these guys. And the reality was they built that team because they weren't paying Goff, and then they paid Goff. And they knew that they were going to have to make hard changes, and it's 2 years of hard changes for them.
And it's unfortunate because there are – and that's what – and honestly, this is the truth. This is what makes Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes different is the right quarterbacks – got with the right coaches. And there are instances all over the league of guys who look great because they're great, but are held back because they have poor coaching. I don't need to name names. I think you can probably figure out who I'm talking about. And then there's guys on the other end of the spectrum who I don't think are all that good, but they played with these brilliant offensive minds. Jared Goff, Jim Garoppolo. Middle of the road talent guys with extremely talented coaches, and you can get results that look pretty good. But then you have to ask yourself, do I want to pay those guys like they're going to suddenly turn elite? And the truth is, if you paid Deshaun Watson, he's still going to be playing for Bill O'Brien. How good Deshaun Watson is, we don't know, because he's got an anchor tied to his leg. And I'm only saying this because Bill O'Brien didn't invite me out for beers. He invited Lance out for beers, but not me. I wanted to talk to Lance about that today, but it's been a crazy day here at the office.
I did talk to someone who was there, not Lance, and it was just a complete circle jerk was all it was.
Okay.
By the way,
Matt Thomas was the guy from 790.
Yeah, I heard that.
And 610 had like four guys go. It was like John Lopez and Landry Locker and Sean Pendergast. They had everybody there. I think their nights and weekends producers were there.
All right. As we go to break, for those of you asking how to get the masks, not being on Twitter, just email my man Craig, and I'll go real slow here, but here's his email account. BMEOGREB@gmail.com. I will, I tweet it out, but I don't need to, because if you're on Twitter, you already know. But that's what it is. So just go back on the podcast if you need to and write it down. And, or just email me directly and I'll send it to you. That's another thing you can do. Or DM me. Well, again, Twitter doesn't matter. Let's take a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Your grandma probably know me. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying, wow. May I have everyone's attention?
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, Fred Fowler. Unmute yourself.
Yep. I muted the damn thing
what
again.
What a dope. Jeez.
Hey, I got through the whole show and only did it once. Come on. So
your dog barking, is that what happened?
Yeah, well, the wife got home, so of course, you know, the little idiot went nuts, and so I muted it so Aaron wouldn't have to hear it, and then forgot to press unmute. That's all right, though. It's one time today, and hopefully Monday we'll find out that the person I was around did not actually have the Rona, and I'll be back in studio. So
can't wait.
Apparently there's a high-speed chase going on, and I'm missing it. Damn it. Damn it. All right, let's do stupid stuff.
yeah. stupid stuff
we've said this week. In my head, I made the Corey Sandhagen, Charles Byrd fight out to be like, oh, this is going to be, this is like fight of the night. Not Charles Byrd, Aljamain Sterling. There's me being racist, the two black guys on the card. I got mixed up. Actually, there's like five or six on the card, but I did get those names mixed up. Shame on me. I know. Of all the times.
Still waiting to get. He still hasn't gotten to the big giant.
Whoops.
Why'd you hang up on Lance, yeah. Aaron?
He just disappeared.
Lance may have gone into a tunnel. Maybe you want to try to call him back?
Yeah, it looks like he's still on the line, but he's not there. So
fat faced it into the mute.
Oh, ugh. Fat yeah. face.
Well, I'm sitting there talking to a bunch of
people. All right, guys, got to tell you about TGS Insurance. If you own your phone or if you need a phone and a home, if you own both those things, I can help you. If you are short one, well, I can't.
936. If Fred and Predator had a kid, it would be Fredditor.
There was a big Nike deal for him. Gone. So, what are you seeing?
That is like the biggest roach I have ever seen.
What the hell?
Jesus, that thing's wandering on the wall. Sorry to get distracted.
I'm distracted now.
That thing's a monster. Jeez.
That's Freddy the Beetle Barnes.
That thing makes a beetle look like an ant.
When are y'all going to get up and kill it?
That seems to be...
You think I want PETA on my ass?
We don't have a camera in here now.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'll kill it.
We'll say it fell. It took its own life.
It took its own life the minute it came in here, apparently. See, I'm the wrong guy to ask, because I just want to get my ass back on the field, and I wouldn't worry too much about what I was making.
Excuse me.
There you go, 524.
Because we're all from different dads.
Okay.
But yeah. Some of them are named Doug. Every Christmas. What?
Some of the dads are named Doug.
Yeah, both of them are named Doug. There's three kids. There's me, my sister, and my little brother. And they're both descendants of Doug, but two different Dougs.
The fish was eventually retrieved from his bowels.
Oh, I don't like that word, bowels. Do you?
You just did a fart joke. Where do you think a fart comes from?
Yeah, but just the
comes
word.
From bowels.
That word is just uncomfortable for me.
Why is it not bowel? See, wouldn't it sound so much better?
The bowels.
The bowel? I have pain in my bowel.
Deep within my bowels.
Where there's a fish swimming around right now. And we're back on the Blitz. And now that charger's working because apparently I've been using the wrong hole. It happens.
No wonder your wife doesn't have sex with you.
There you go. That explains it.
Hey, save that as a... That,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I set you guys up with that.
Yeah.
But
that's a long-term key.
I think the best text we got during that whole thing, and I'm so pissed I didn't think of this, from 713, Trey's mom was a Dougalo. That's pretty good.
Did you take him home and
put a fish
make stick? Him sit on a fish stick?
A fish stick would probably be okay, right? You warm it up.
It's not okay.
It's better than a fish.
I mean, it's better than a fish, but it's not okay.
It might have been alive.
Here's their statement. The presence of the Confederate flag at NASCAR events runs contrary to our commitment to providing a welcoming and inclusive environment for all fans, our competitors, and our industry. Bringing people together around a love of racing and the community that it creates is what makes our fans and sports special. The display of the Confederate flag.
Whoa.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Jeez, I don't know how that happened.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
There I was being insensitive.
And I had such a good Jim Parsons joke with that, and I couldn't do it. So anyway, these things happen. Good week, by the way. And pretty fun day. I got to say, the texters were on their game today. There was some funny, funny stuff, except for the one Australian word, and then the other texters pretty much tore him up. So yeah, it was been a fun show. I needed a fun show today. Thank you all. I appreciate it. Especially you, Aaron. You made it happen. You did the magic.
Well, thank you. I'm here to do everything I can.
So yeah, I'm about to go pour myself a nice stiff drink and listen to that new band you hooked me up with yesterday, because I downloaded all their songs, so I'll have a full report on Monday. All right. Well, Hawk, any big plans this weekend?
Baseball every weekend now.
Yeah, well, I'll be on lockdown this weekend, so hopefully Monday I'll be back out and about among the people. All right, that's going to wrap it up for the week. So we do have a late hits tonight. It will be Jason Braddock, who apparently is not baby making tonight, so he'll be here. No Creighton. So is anybody doing the show with Jason, Aaron? Do you know?
Aaron?
Nope, just me.
Okay.
Aaron's stepping up to the big chair tonight.
Especially when Aaron gets into that third beer.
Well, this is what's going to happen. Aaron's going to get the big head. He's going to get all this mic time on other shows, and then he's going to be like, listen, I'm done with this Blitz nonsense. I'm out on this. I'm waiting for the day.
You guys won't let me talk enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, that should be interesting. And I hope everybody has an awesome, awesome weekend. Until Monday, stay Rona-free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.